Fleetwood Mac, there they are with Little Lies on BBC Radio Gloucestershire. It is at 20 past three. So they have appealed to music fans for decades, since the 60s. And for many years, they've also appealed to Formula One fans, of course, as well. Fleetwood Mac have sold 120 million records worldwide. Some of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've also picked up a Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music. Well, the music of Fleetwood Mac is coming to Gloucester at the end of this week, actually on Saturday. So February the 29th, Saturday, they are performing, Fleetwood Machine are performing at the King's Theatre in Gloucester. So Nick Smith and Steve Rizzillo are part of the group. I caught up with them yesterday and I asked them how it all came about.
Well, I've been working with Nick and our drummer Blake in another band. We started talking about the ideas of maybe doing a Fleetwood Mac project. I was really into Fleetwood Mac, and it transpired that the other two really liked it too. So we worked away on a project that didn't actually happen for a while, and then we completely reinvented it. And we met the two girls who play the part of Chrissy McVie and Stevie Nicks. We couldn't have come across better people, because they sound really good and they look pretty good as well. So we're just really pleased, and I think there's quite a lot of mileage in the project. So only time will tell, of course.
Of course, yes. Second gig coming up. But Nick, it's really important, isn't it, to get the right people together for this. You're saying you met the two girls, but it's got to be the right mix of people to really work on stage.
We were just dead lucky that they were both massive Fleetwood fans, and that's what it's all about. And it's celebrating an amazingly diverse catalogue, because I wasn't aware of the diversity of it until we started looking into the material. And it's just a joy to perform it, because every song's different. We sort of look back at all the Peter Green stuff, and there's so many songs that I never realised Black Magic Woman was a Fleetwood Mac song. I'd always grew up with that as being a Santana tune, and to find out that it was actually something we could perform live was great.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks.
It's great when you discover things like that, and that's a cover, and that's it, who did it first.
Yeah. The best thing about it of all is that we'll never forget when Rumours was released, which was the 4th of February 1977, because that's when Krista, the girl who plays Christine McVie, was born. So she shares a birthday with the release date of Rumours. It was absolutely meant to be. It was great.
Oh, that's brilliant. And Steve, you know, you talked about being a huge fan. I mean, just tell us just how big a fan you were and what it was like when Rumours first came out.
Well, I can go back a long time before Rumours, being brought up with the original Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green and, of course, the other two great guitarists, Danny Kirwan and Jeremy Spencer. And that was the time when I started learning to play guitar. And they were a blues band, but of course, like so many of these other blues bands, they became a bit poppified. So Albatross was a big hit, and the likes of Man of the World. And I was absolutely enraptured. As time went by, I kind of forgot about them. And then all of a sudden, the new version of Fleetwood Mac came along. And I thought, hey, this is so different. This is so good. And I was lucky enough to see them when they were on their promotional tour for Rumours.
And of course, you were a budding guitarist at the time, so you were listening very carefully to everything they did.
Absolutely. And I'm still trying to work some of the things out, because some of it is real complicated.
Yeah. Is Lindsey Buckingham someone that you really sort of look up to?
Absolutely. I mean, Peter Green was marvellous. So is Lindsey Buckingham. They're worlds apart. They're completely different players, but they're great in their own right. And it's so nice to have musicians to aspire to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve probably wouldn't want to confess this, but he actually met Peter Green.
Oh, really?
I did meet Peter Green, yes.
Tell us more.
Well, it was in Ronnie Scott's club in Birmingham, which has sadly met its demise now. And he was there with the Splinter Group that he formed a good 20 years ago, I suppose, now. And after the show, he was just sitting there with the rest of the band. And I thought, either you do this or you don't. So I just walked up and said hello. And it was great to have met, you know, one of the fantastic legends of blues music. So, yes, it's a bit of a quirk, because I never thought at the time I'd be playing in a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. But there we have it. That's life.
Once again, I think it was meant to be, wasn't it? And Nick, what are your memories of, you know, when Rumours came out, or is it a different era, which is your era of Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac was sort of off my radar. I know that's a dreadful thing to confess, but it's been a joy to rediscover them. So when Steve suggested this, it was like I was discovering them not for the first time. Obviously, I was aware of all their big hits, but it was something I'd never really paid attention to. So to discover them now and have the joy of performing all their music, it's bear in mind, I get to play the iconic F1 bass line, so
well,
that's just something to look forward to every show. And it's a real privilege to play that. And I mean, John McVie, I mean, he came up with that, and good on him. I mean, it was it's one of the all-time iconic bass riffs, isn't it? I look forward to that all show.
Is that one of the songs when you've got to really think about where you place it in the show?
We open the second half with The Chain, and it seems to work really well. So, you know, that's how it's set out, and people need to come along and enjoy it for themselves.
Sound of The Chain, which you'll hear at the beginning of the second half, as they just said, Nick Smith and Steve Brazillo, part of Fleetwood Machine. One of the songs they'll play, but there are so many. It could be a long night, actually, at the King's Theatre in Gloucester this Saturday. Yeah, we'll hear more from them in the next few minutes as they prepare to bring their brand new show to Gloucester. Right now, let's hear more from Fleetwood Machine then, the group which is embarking on its first tour, playing the songs, of course, of Fleetwood Mac. They're in Gloucester this weekend at the King's Theatre, Saturday night. And with Fleetwood Mac covering so many decades and styles of music, I asked Steve from the band about the sound that they were aiming for.
My concept originally was to do the kind of the first newfound Fleetwood Mac album, which included Rhiannon and Landslide, and then move on to Rumours, and those were the two popular ones. But then, you know, we discussed this, and I said, there are going to be people who want to hear the original stuff, and there would have been no Rumours without the likes of Peter Green, and they're worlds apart, these styles, and yet they're fantastic brands of music, both of them. And I said, well, let's complete it and let's have a bit more of theatre than gig. So the way it works out is we do the full band stuff, then we do some acoustic stuff, then some of the band members disappear, and there's, for example, just myself and Bex, who does the Stevie Nicks part. And I think it adds to it being a show rather than just people going to a gig and it's just one song after another in exactly the same format.
Yeah, have you kind of put your own twist on some of the songs?
Yes, we have. We like to stay in some places very close to the original, because obviously you've got to convince your audience that you can do this and it's a bit of a sound alike. But then we've done certain things to songs which make them more, I suppose you could say, conducive to a live show rather than just another recording. And so we put sort of breakdowns in songs and this kind of thing to give scope for, obviously, comments throughout the whole thing and to link the whole thing together.
Yeah, and of course you've got huge amounts of experience. This is your debut tour as Fleetwood Machine, but lots of experience in the band. And you mentioned Krista, who, of course, was born on the day that Rumours was released, which is
yes,
that great coincidence. But, you know, she's got so much experience on TV, Britain's Got Talent, Live Final,
yep,
recording at Abbey Road, so you've got people on stage with you with so much experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Krista, I guess, is really the musical director in terms of technicalities, because she is extremely qualified, not only on keyboard, she's qualified as an oboist. She's a fantastic singer. She has a degree in music. I mean, she's an all-round great musician. And where we might spend ages trying to work a few things out, she does it in the click of a finger. So she's a very valuable commodity, our Krista.
Yeah.
I
is the oboe called
she,
on? on?
The Abbey hasn't called on in Fleetwood Mac now, but who knows?
No, I'm sure that's why she got the gig on Britain's Got Talent for the final, directing the choir. And, I mean, what an accolade for her. So, yeah, we're very proud of her.
Yeah.
But equally, Bex and Blake, who in their own right, are fantastic musicians. So we're very, very fortunate to have such a great team.
You mentioned going to see the Rumours tour in 1977. Have you seen Fleetwood Mac since then, sort of in recent times?
I haven't, no. I was so lucky to go and see them because they were promoting Rumours, but Rumours was just the title of another album by a rehash of an old band at that time. So I seem to remember the ticket price was £3. And I also remember that the auditorium was not exactly full to the brim. So how things have changed, eh? And since then, no, I haven't seen them. Frankly, now, I don't think I'd be that keen on seeing them because, of course, the personnel's changed completely. Apart from, of course, Mick and Stevie and Christine and John McVie. But they've incorporated two, what I would call, alien guitarists. And I think that it's nice to have seen them in their previous guise.
Oh, that was the time to see them in the 70s, wasn't it?
So, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Got those memories of seeing them.
Yeah.
For £3 a ticket?
It was £3, yes.
Wow.
Mind you, that was a long time ago.
Yes. A lot's changed since the 70s, most definitely, yes. But those memories
absolutely.
Are still there, which are,
absolutely.
You know, part of your preparations for this tour as well. So how long does it take to kind of get everyone together? You did a pilot gig, didn't you, before going out on tour?
Yes, we did. We did a gig last September, which was received very well. And then we have been working and trying to perfect our stuff. And Nick and I said before the end of last year, right, let's get a few things sorted out, which we have done in terms of live performance. And here we are, one gig under our belt and the next one just in a few days and more to come.
Of course.
But the great thing is that the gig after that at the Rose Theatre in Kidderminster is virtually sold out. So there's obviously a lot of Fleetwood Mac fans anxious to enjoy the music.
Have a great gig in Gloucester. I'm sure all the Fleetwood Mac fans from Gloucestershire will be coming along to that gig and loving the music and loving what you've done with all those songs and listening for that bass line in the chain as well.
Magic. Thanks so much, Nikki. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks very much.
Thanks Nikki.
Good to talk to Nick and Steve then. So Saturday night, King's Theatre in Gloucester. And they mentioned that they've added their twist to a few of the songs. So they've sent me a medley. It lasts 1.5 minutes and it rattles through quite a few of the big hits. Let's have a listen to their version of some of the hits. Machine then. Good to talk to Nick and Steve from the band. Just setting out onto their first tour, King's Theatre in Gloucester, Saturday night. All the times that you ain't on my